A life lived in joy allows a long, happy life. A life lived in joy allows a long, happy life. A life lived in joy allows a long, happy life. And what could be more wonderful than a long, happy life? It's so often that we have ups and downs in our life. It's so often that we feel positive and we feel not positive. We feel joyful and we feel not joyful. We feel life is getting us down. Life is jumping all over us and we're not happy at all. And when that happens to us, it just tells us that we are not living our life in joy. A life lived in joy allows a long, happy life. Only joyful thoughts. Only joyful thoughts do we allow in our life. And whatever thoughts might come into our life, which are contrary to joyful thoughts, we dismiss them and we bring forth joyful thoughts. Now, isn't it wonderful to take a few moments and think about all of the things in life that are a joy? To take a few minutes and think of all the things in life that are fantastic and marvelous and wonderful and uplifting and supportive of every good thing that we could ever want. We can do that, you know. We can do that. It just is a matter of our choice. Because we can look at life's somber attitudes and we can look at life's joyful attitudes, and both take just as much attention, they take just as much emotional impact, it takes just as much energy and power, just as much vitality, just as much cause as anything else. A life lived in joy allows a long, happy life. And to live a life in joy, you have only joyful thoughts. How can we have only self-approbating thoughts? That's a good word, isn't it? Approving, approbating thoughts. Commendation, approbating thoughts, laudatory thoughts. The best way for us to go about having a life filled with approbative thoughts is when we start looking at others. And of course, as we look at others, we'll see ourselves there. And as we look at others, look for their good points. Look for their vital, dynamic, and wonderful aspects. Look for everything good in another person, and then that will be what is shining out of you. If you look for the mistakes that the person makes, then those are the mistakes that are shining out of you, and you're seeing them in other people. Now, you don't need to see them. We do not correct a mistake by seeing it. We put a new cause in motion, a new aspect, a new thought in motion, a new power in vibration, and have it manifest itself in all aspects of our life. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? How wonderful it'd be if it were true. It is true. But your inner self sometimes gets after you and says, you're not worthy of it, you're not good. And you just tell that inner self that says that, hey, you're not my divine self speaking. I won't listen to you. I only listen to my divine self. And my divine self says that I'm good and very good. My divine self says, think joyful thoughts all the time. Think self-approbating thoughts all the time. Think commendation thoughts all the time. Laudatory thoughts. Think self-appreciating thoughts only. Self-appreciating thoughts only. How often do we think thoughts that belittle ourselves? How often do we think depreciating thoughts? How often do we do that? We do that far too often. And as we do that, our life spills over in unhappiness. As we do that, our life spills over in ugliness. As we do that, we are making the wrong turn in the road. Instead of going down the divine lane, we're going down the human lane. We're going down the normal lane. Today, I make my choice, and I go down my divine lane. I go down my divine lane today in everything I do. I go down my divine lane and with universal, unconditional love, with universal, unconditionally loving thoughts, I live my life 24/7. Every moment of my life, I live my life with beautiful, loving thoughts. Every moment of my life, I think my life with uplifting thoughts, with supportive thoughts, looking at other people and saying, yeah, you're wonderful. And then look there and say, well, for goodness sakes, that's a reflection of me. That's my wonderfulness shining through that person. And hey, every time I do that, a life lived in joy allows a long, happy life. And that's the kind of life all of us want to live. Can you tell me anybody on the face of the earth who does not want to live a long, happy life? Can you tell me anyone on the face of the earth who does not want to see everything beautiful and good? That does not want to have universal, unconditional love? Universal, unconditional, loving thoughts in everything they do? Well, as we choose to do that, as we choose that universal, unconditionally loving thought, that bubbles out from us. It bubbles out from us, and that's who we are. And if we allow ourselves to think not loving thoughts, then that's who we are. And it doesn't really matter which one you choose. It's whatever you choose. If you choose to wear shoes that fit, that's great. If you choose to wear shoes that pinch because they look good or because they're new or because you spent money on it, you're foolish. Throw them away. Give them away. If they don't fit you, dispose of them. If being ugly doesn't fit you, dispose of it. If being unkind doesn't fit you, dispose of it. If being loving fits you, if that's your nature, let it enfold you in every aspect of your being. If being loving, being joyful, being happy is your nature, then go for it and watch your nature express itself in every area of your life. Because that's all the world is but a big mirror shining back to us what we are thinking. Yes, what we are thinking. The mirror of the world shines it back to us and says, hey, you're thinking about golf. Okay, here goes golf. You're thinking about tennis. Here goes tennis. You're thinking about a happy relationship. Here goes a happy relationship. You're thinking an unhappy relationship. Here goes an unhappy relationship. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Who wants that? Who wants that? Certainly not me. Certainly not in my life, not in my world, not in my condition. Only universal, unconditionally loving thoughts are in my consciousness all the time. All the time I'm thinking universally loving, unconditionally loving, totally loving thoughts all the time. And when this is my true nature, my self-appreciating thoughts take total picture. And I can look out into the world and I cannot see anything depreciating. I see only appreciating. For who I am is what I see in the world. And who I am is what I see in my life. And who I am is all that exists in the universe. Because that's what I am, who I am. And how wonderful that is, and how glorious that is. And it's now. A life lived in joy allows a long, happy life. And the world is my mirror shining back to me what I'm thinking, what I'm acting upon, how I know myself to be. And my mirror is crystal clear and filled with love, unconditional love for myself and all my world. And it's good, and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.